I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Monday, February 5. Coming up, Justice Ministry to open additional parish justice centers, Restorative Justice Week 2018 to raise awareness on conflict resolution, and Education Minister pledges support to eliminate the shift system at St. James High School. The news in detail after the break.
Government employees 50 to 59 years old apply for special early retirement and reap the benefits, including 2 weeks' salary for every year you've worked up to a maximum of 1 year's salary and payment for vacation leave not taken. Speak with your HR department, call 778-5581 or see the press for details. The government's special early retirement program application deadline is February 16, so apply today.
Now the news. The Ministry of Justice is moving to open 3 additional parish justice centres over the next few months. 2 have already been opened in St. Anne and Portland. The justice centres will coordinate alternative dispute resolution activities in each parish, facilitate easier access to justice services by members of the public, and train Justices of the Peace, JPs, in alternative dispute resolution and restorative justice.
We have brought on board Justices of the Peace, educators, faith leaders, upstanding leaders in communities across Jamaica. Jamaicans from all walks of life, retired and working age, young and mature, uptown, downtown and crosstown, rural and urban, to begin architects for a new Jamaica.
Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Justice, Carol Palmer. A total of 14 parish justice centres are slated to be opened across the island. In the meantime, Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Justice, Carol Palmer, says Restorative Justice Week 2018 will seek to raise awareness about this alternative mechanism for conflict resolution and justice delivery. The week is being observed from February 3 to 9 under the theme, A Restorative Approach to Gang Violence.
Restorative Justice Week 2018 comes amidst heightened discussion about safety and security in Jamaica. This week, the narrative must be about collective action, how to sustain the march for peace, and how to address a national movement.
Mrs. Palmer was speaking at the National Service of Thanksgiving to launch Restorative Justice Week at the New Haven Seventh-day Adventist Church in Kingston over the weekend. The week of activities will also include a public lecture and an international conference examining how restorative justice can be used to combat gang violence in Jamaica. The conference will feature British criminologist and gang exit strategist Craig Pinkey. Minister of Education, Youth and Information Senator Ruel Reid has pledged the support of the ministry to eliminate the shift system at St. James High School. Senator Reid says the ministry responded quickly when St. James High requested financial support for additional classroom spaces and for the construction of a perimeter wall.
So I'm in a hurry under my shift to fix all of these problems. Yes, I have 42 schools still on shift, and systematically we're going to be taking them off shift one by one. And we will continue to invest in St. James High until we take you off shift completely, including building for you, sir, the auditorium.
Minister Reid was speaking at the official opening of a new 3-story block of classrooms at St. James High recently. And the Sam Sharp Teachers College has announced plans to open a special education diagnostic center in St. James later this year. Acting principal of Sam Sharp Teachers College, Dr. Lorna Gow Morrison, says the diagnostic center will allow the institution to better serve persons in need of special education in the western end of the island. It will also facilitate more academic research on special education.
Yes, we talk about special education, and there is emerging focus on that area. But the extent to which we are studying what happens in special education in Jamaica and in the wider Caribbean too is limited. So with the establishment of that center, not only will we provide more access to students, parents, and cooperating teachers, but the diagnostic center will also operate as a research center for special education and related areas.
Dr. Gow Morrison was speaking at a recent JIS Think Tank session. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.